Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The world of technology is moving at breakneck speed, and open source continues to sit at the forefront of innovation. Over the last week, we've seen key developments in virtualization, operating systems, open software, and even the debate about artificial intelligence and privacy. Today, let's unpack all of that and look at what's new, what's changing, and what matters most for users and developers alike. First up, let's talk about virtualization and kernel enhancements, two core pillars in cloud computing and modern infrastructure. Intel's latest contribution is huge. They've successfully integrated Advanced Performance Extensions, or APX, into Linux kernel version 6.16. This advancement is particularly significant for upcoming cloud instances that will be running on Intel's Xeon Diamond Rapids processors. The key difference here is performance. APX is designed not just for speed, but for making virtual machines much more efficient when working with Linux KVM. The ongoing kernel patches and development mean that enterprises relying on cloud infrastructure will see better usage of their resources. For those running busy KVM guest machines, these changes suggest snappier response times and potentially lower operational costs. As workloads expand, the need for better virtualization support on the latest hardware becomes crucial, and Linux is not missing a beat. In addition, Linux kernel 6.19 has delivered a refresh to the input subsystem, which is something gamers and creative professionals might notice first. Among the standout changes is support for the CRKD guitar controller, a step forward in making niche gaming peripherals fully functional on Linux. For years, specialty controller support has lagged behind Windows and Mac OS, so each piece of hardware that gets official support means more gamers can use Linux without caveats. It's not just about play. Artists, musicians, and accessibility advocates rely on these input updates to make creative workflows and gaming more inclusive. In the background, there's also a big move to bring Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI, in line with ACPI standards on Linux. WMI deals with how your system communicates with its firmware, handling features from power profiles to wireless control and hotkeys. Developers updating WMI for ACPI alignment means Linux, especially on laptops, will just work better on more diverse hardware out of the box. It's often the small things, like having your function keys, brightness controls, and battery reports just work, that make or break the Linux desktop experience for newcomers and pros alike. So overall, it's encouraging to see open source making major efforts to ensure that virtualization and everyday usability are in sync. Moving along, let's take a closer look at the software and distribution front, where this week's headlines reveal a renewed focus on user experience and modernization. One of the highly anticipated updates is the beta release of Linux Mint 22.3, known by the codename Xena. Now in public beta, Mint 22.3 delivers some eye-catching improvements, including a robust overhaul of its signature Mint menu and smarter file management tools. The Mint menu has long been praised for its simplicity, and these tweaks provide an even more streamlined way for users to find applications, files, and system tools. There's a tangible sense that Linux Mint is focusing on being friendly to both new adopters and experienced power users. As part of the update, Mint's file management now offers additional customization and faster performance, rounding out core workflow improvements without disrupting established habits. Mint's developers have doubled down on their commitment to an experience that's as elegant as it is dependable, something long-time users have come to expect. While Mint continues to refine the classic desktop, another distribution, Parrot OS, is shaking things up by fully embracing the KDE Plasma desktop environment. Known mostly for its security, pen testing, and privacy credentials, Parrot's move to KDE Plasma is a big step in modernizing its user interface. KDE Plasma offers both customization versatility and visual polish, and Parrot users now get easier workflows along with enhanced usability. Importantly, this doesn't come at the cost of security or performance, a careful balance that should please the OS's core user base of developers and security professionals. This transition marks another example of how open source distributions are unafraid to rethink their foundations if it benefits their community. If you work with photography or image editing, you'll want to take note of Darktable 5.4 official release. Darktable is a well-loved RAW developer and photo management tool among hobbyists and professionals, and the 5.4 update brings smarter UI elements and faster editing throughput. The team has also ironed out bugs and introduced new modules, giving photographers more power and flexibility when working with their image collections. Improvements here show that open-source imaging tools can keep pace with commercial offerings, matching them in both usability and capability. Similarly, the successful porting of JD System Monitor is a testament to how developer-driven initiatives are making system monitoring clearer and more insightful. With the community's input, JD System Monitor has gained features that suit not just system administrators, but also curious everyday users wanting to peek under the hood. Together, these projects highlight how vital it is that open-source projects remain accessible for both end users and contributors alike. Now, let's tackle one of the most pressing tech debates right now: artificial intelligence and user trust. As AI continues to make its way into productivity software, browsers, and even developer tools, questions around control, privacy, and ethics are taking center stage. The news from Mozilla stands out this week. Firefox will soon feature an AI kill switch, a real on-off toggle for users who don't want AI features running in their browser. This move goes beyond just another privacy checkbox. It's a strong statement in favor of user autonomy. With algorithmic tools making more decisions in our daily digital lives, Mozilla's focus on granting users a genuine choice is a welcome development. Having a prominent kill switch for AI should help users feel in control of their experience, no matter how fast artificial intelligence features are integrated in future. That idea of control feeds into the wider debate about AI's impact on software development, especially the skills developers rely on. On one side, AI coding assistants and code generation tools are boosting productivity, letting developers automate repetitive tasks or quickly generate boilerplate code. There's plenty to like about getting more done in less time, but recent reports suggest that increasing dependency on AI can have a downside: declining code quality and eroding core coding skills. Put simply, if we over-rely on AI to write our code, we might lose our touch at understanding and fixing code ourselves. This is sparking conversations about the balance between automating for efficiency and maintaining foundational expertise among developers. As the prominence of code assist tools rises, it puts a spotlight on the need for clear coding education and oversight, especially in critical and complex projects. It's an ongoing debate, with developer communities split on whether AI is an enabler or a risk to craftsmanship and technical excellence. Meanwhile, open-source debugging tools are making significant progress, helping developers get to the bottom of bugs faster than ever. This week saw the release of GNU Debugger 17.1, or GDB, loaded with headline features for developers on modern hardware: support for control flow enforcement technology ShadowStack on x86-64 platforms, and debugging programs using ARC64 guarded control stacks is now in place. Basically, this means developers on Intel and AMD systems, as well as those working with advanced ARM hardware, get fresh protection and improved introspection of their programs. Improvements to the GDB record feature and better debugger adapter protocol support make the entire debugging workflow smoother, more robust, and more adaptable to different development workflows. As open-source tools catch up with the emerging hardware trends, they reinforce the resilience and adaptability of the community. When you put all these developments together, from kernel patches to browser features and everything in between, it's clear that 2024 is off to a dynamic start. The big thread tying everything together is the commitment to users, making sure they have more control, better performance, and greater trust in the technology at their fingertips. Organizations navigating these changes have to weigh innovation with the genuine needs of their user base, whether that's prioritizing speed, transparency, or ethical design. The open source ecosystem, thanks to its transparent development processes, is uniquely positioned to answer calls for usability, privacy, and community-driven change. Whether it's fine-tuning a kernel patch, revamping a desktop environment, introducing next-gen privacy features, or improving debug tools, there's no sign of things slowing down. So what does all of this mean for the future? In short, the interplay of innovation, usability, and ethics is set to define tech's next era. Today's investments in better hardware support, smarter software, AI transparency, and user empowerment will shape how we interact with technology moving forward. For anyone invested in open source, whether you're a developer, sysadmin, gamer, or just a curious user, the message is clear. Your feedback, participation, and passion are what drive lasting progress. Stay engaged, stay curious, and keep pushing for the features and standards you want to see. Open source is at its best when everyone has a seat at the table and technology remains as inclusive as possible. That wraps up this edition of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.